Blog Talk Radio.
Black House. Black House. Kilroy. Molotov cocktails, I brought a match, let's play Griffin, tweet about that,
yeah.
I'll never burn down my neighborhood,
no.
But downtown Cleveland, plays really good,
yeah.
Dan Gilbert's commercial, see the horseshoe,
you.
Me and my posse, bound to come through, we'll make like my brothers in Cairo, it's Cashmere
Jackson,
through the front door, tell Mayor Jackson, I'm in defiance, I wage war on this piece of land. Guardian angels, their pastor angel,
the
big cops praise at a precinct rally,
yeah.
Month after, they killed Tim and Melissa, I got your ear,
you better listen,
you better not ask me the reason why,
I'm tired of black folks dying,
black killer black, they go to jail, cop killer black, they never see jail, I'm the wrong man to have a CCW,
reload,
drop me down to the fool, hot shot, 137 times, click his disc, 137 rhymes,
damn,
Melissa,
Tanisha,
Samir, that fool's gon' end this year.
We call it homicide. The government go aside. All the time going south. Got you stuck in the ghetto. And you trying to get out. My liberty was my freedom, my destiny was to try. And nobody know what's going on, cause everybody's high. So I cut those person. See it as a perfect cop. For you short and high. Look how the game designed. But it ain't a mystery. I'm not a day. Tell who's surprised. It seems like all my people going with the lies. It's that real lyrics that cut that cat rapping down. Seen it be less dropouts than more cats and gowns. I had to see it for myself. I'm educated from the crowd. Generation played out. They got you beat.
Hey,
so you went to a safe house. Another death in my family. Life intervention break the place out. And I know we about to break the space out. Politician, you can't hang out.
No
government officials do anything. Anything to get their name
out. It's no doubt. Legacy, my blackout sound. The sheriff, they can't stop.
Yeah.
We will. Music to rip off. Music to ride off. Down dirty music. Instead of fire back. Instead of fire back. Instead of fire back. Down dirty music. Music to ride by, sound dirty music. Instead of fire by, instead of fire by, instead of fire by, sound dirty music. Instead of fire by.
I like that. Hey, yeah. Once I catch it, yeah. Dice Hunter. Yo, what's the process? And I turn around every day, I'm waking up, I'm in the projects. East Cleveland, I'm trying to make it get a profit. But I'm stuck because I'm trying to make a dollar. After mama, I tell her from the greed, police killing me.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 39. And that man, M-A-N, is an abbreviation. It's an abbreviation acronym. Stands for Music Activism News. You know the number here, 646-478-0944. Started off with something from Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy, featuring Sheriff Kilroy, Black House Music to Ride By. And I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers before I go to the phone lines of 216-804-216-526. 216-209, and I just have to give you the quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, You get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line anyway to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay quiet. You'll go back on hold. You don't have to hang up. As a matter of fact, before I take any phone calls, let me at least give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday music and entertainment. Number 10, Suave Report EP. Number 9, Black Odyssey, thousands of YouTube views, DVD of original artists, shows, all that kind of good stuff, as well as film. Number 8, debut, the Dr. Williams tribute. Number 7, it's all like a big conglomerate of things there. So number 7, if you go on YouTube, you could type in Thank You Jesus CCR2. You could type in 072616 CCR. You could even type in CCR2, I Walk Like a Man, The Sheriff. Number 6, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. More on that later on. Number 5, Donald Trump came to town. Don King showed out. Town Hall, yeah, if that's what you want to call it. More on that in just a little while. Number 4, The East Cleveland March and Film featuring Sheriff Kilroy. More on that in just a little while. Number 3, H-Jazz Music and Kevin of Superfly Barbershop celebrated their birthday as Black Man's Army. H-Jazz Music, Superfly Barbershop did a free community cookout. Sheriff performed Walk Like a Man, and DJ Dollar Rock Facebooked a lot of that innovation, Facebook Live on that. Black House Sounds was there, the Adair, and many more, including Brother Ted from the African Heritage Museum. Number 2, the debut, yes, got to give it up for Marie Black, the Dance for Life event that happened on Saturday, Praise Dance and Dance Fest Against Suicide. It was nice that at least Radio 1 showed up for something decent, and there was a good panel discussion on the topic of suicide. Number 1, 2 weeks in a row, how they did it. They made a whole week out of it. The Ohio Hip Hop Awards Week. More on that in just a little while. I do want to at least do one thing and let people know, if you choose, you can check out different sites such as whohasthepower.com or Saturday at midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 216 Radio at 89.3 FM, WCSB.org. Tomorrow's going to be very interesting. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show that airs Tuesdays, 5 p.m. I was just able to secure the fact, Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. We'll be talking to some of the people involved with the flag burning that took place in downtown Cleveland. If you can believe that one, I'm sure that'll be a hot and heavy show for more reasons than one. Pardon the bad puns, I'm going to go and see what's going on with this 216804 number, 216804. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I'm so thankful that the ICREM has made history. They opened the first Republican House headquarters in Cleveland. It's a first, and it's making history. Thank you, and take care, and have a beautiful day. Thanks again.
No problem. You too. And thank you. Just feel free to hold a line, because we'll do our best to get into some other things. As a matter of fact, while I am on this here line, before I go to the next phone caller, and I appreciate you, we're going to go to 216526 and 216209 very shortly. Woo! I want to go to East Cleveland real quick and let people know what's going on. See, there's a big problem in East Cleveland. Well, that's an understatement, but let me get a little bit more serious and say that East Cleveland, Noble Road, toxic land dump. As our water, land, and air poisoned, a health hazard to our children, our seniors are sick, the very health of everyone living in East Cleveland is threatened, our neighborhoods, schools, churches, and businesses all are at risk. Only in East Cleveland, a 95% black city, would the Arco Company and George Michael Riley Sr. do this to us. They don't care about us. March on East Cleveland this Thursday, September 29th at 4:30 p.m. This Thursday, September 29th at 4:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, line up from 4 to 4:15 p.m. The march will start at the East Cleveland Library at 14101 Euclid Avenue and proceed all the way to the dump. And the reason being is because there's plenty of parking for those who wish to walk at Windermere Rapids. And there's a video that was done calling you out to be a part of this march. It's on YouTube. If you go there and you type in EC 9-26-16-4:30 the march. That's EC 9-26-16-4:30 the march. Yeah, it stars Man on the Street. It's Dr. Love, Mama Porter, Art McCoy, Sam Gray of Melanated Media News at YouTube.com, Art McCoy's children. And we were filmed by Black House Sound and interviewed. We interviewed residents on the street, including a 108-year-old lady who lives on that street where she's being violated by a place that has asbestos, lead, and other things going on at that dump site. It's the Noble Road Toxic Land Dump, and that march is this coming Thursday, September 29th at 4:30 p.m. As a matter of fact, I would say around 10:30 p.m., and this is a shameless plug, but I might as well put it out there and say that this evening, blackonblackcleveland.com is the official website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated, but I will also make sure that the video goes on the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, because it's easy for me to say, hey, something's going wrong out here, and then not even be able to back it up. And before I go to the phone line, wow, what the bleep happened to hip-hop? That is happening, and it's an educational forum and People's Movement Assembly. That's happening on Saturday, October the 8th, 2016, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Conference, the location, Lake Erie, Inc. That's Lake Erie, Inc. And that's 2843 Washington Boulevard, Cleveland Heights, Saturday, October 8th, 2016. And we will say that that is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The conference is going on. And then later on, 7 p.m., Hip Hop Artist Showcase, B-Side Arcade and Lounge, 2785 Euclid Heights Boulevard. Cleveland Heights, free. Donations are accepted. Sunday, October the 9th, 2016 is part of that. 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., the wrap-up. Location, Coventry Library, 1925 Coventry Road, Cleveland Heights. And then Sunday, October 9th, 2016, 7 p.m., open mic. Location, Callaloo Cafe, 15601 Waterloo Road. And that's definitely Cleveland Waterloo Arts District. You can Facebook the event of What Happened to Hip Hop. Please spell out bleep. I'm not censoring this for this show. It's B-L-E-E-P. And it's a beautiful thing. What basic sponsors, Hip Hop Congress, Move to Amend, American Friends Service Committee, Lake Erie Inc., B-Side Arcade. For more information, you can contact 216-526-2126. And definitely 216-526-2126. Now let's go back to the phone line because everybody's getting mad at me. I know I talk too much, so let's go to 216-526. What's going on out there?
Hey, how appropriate. So this is Anita T. I am hosting What the Bleep Happened to Hip Hop. Al Porter's not lying. It does say bleep because the bleep is what happened. What happened in that dash? What happened to our culture? What happened to the fact that we've been corporatized and over-monetized, that we've been taken advantage of? You know, this event is, the purpose of it is to not only bring the community together, but it's also to teach the youth that these things are unjust. Because if you're not taught the injustices, how will you know? And that's a part of what's happening. That's a part of why we're having this event. Just to give you more detail, I don't know how long I have to speak here. How long do I have?
Like, go ahead. Give me about four or five more minutes. I want to know more about that event, things I didn't get into.
So the conference portion itself We have a whole list of workshops. We're going to be talking about hip-hop and politics, hip-hop and corporations. We're going to be talking about voter registration and voter rights, because that's a huge part of our culture, is bringing awareness to our culture by actually exercising our rights using voting and registration. That's something that a lot of people don't understand. Like, the minute you turn 18, you have that right. And if you do not vote, here's something that people don't know. If you do not vote for 4 years, you will have to re-register. So if you have not voted in the last 4 years, if you have not voted since the last election, you need to actually re-register to vote. That's one of the loopholes that the government is trying to use against us. So make sure you're registered. If you were once registered, you may not be registered anymore. So that's something that you have to check into. It's very imperative that you actually go out there, seek these sources. Every source is not going to come to you. You have to seek them. It is imperative that we do so. Teaching the youth why voting is important. I was looking forward to voting before I was 18 years old, knowing that I had an opportunity to help choose the next person who's going to be in charge of my political life, to know that I had a hand in that in some way, shape, or form. That's the reason that we're having this, so that the youth actually can feel involved. Because just as the parents, you're talking about it, but you don't understand that your kids are talking about it too. That's a part of their history as well. So they need to have this knowledge, the knowledge of their culture. Their culture is hip-hop culture, just like it is our culture. Hip-hop is the only culture that we have that is an amalgamation of everything. Every musical genre that you can think of is a part of hip-hop. Everything is not hip-hop, but every hip-hop is everything. And that's one of the main reasons that we're having this conference, is because it is a unifier. It is to say, hey, you know what? We are all the same, and these are the issues that we have to take and address with one another, so we can take it to larger entities and show them why it is wrong. Because they won't know it's wrong until it's actually, you know, backlashed on them. They won't change it before it's an issue. The corporations like to have issues first. I don't like to do it that way, but that's what they like to do.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's deep. But I have to ask you right now, to someone who would say, man, well, we got to go back then and learn about the hip-hop from back then, because it's a new thing now. We got our young thugs, and we got all these good folk who know what real hip-hop music is, and who care about the South Bronx, who care about what happened way back in 1979, 1980. Who care?
I'm going to tell you why. Because all those beats you love to sample so much, they came from somebody else's song, and that came from somebody else's song. So if you want to know how it is that, you know, Kendrick got all these dope beats on his album, and how is, where did he get that violin from? You don't even listen to orchestra music. You wouldn't even know that that's from, you know, a whole separate portion of life. Like, that's from a composer. That means he listens to symphony music. That means that you have to expand your mind's ear. So by expanding your mind's ear, you're actually expanding your mind. Give it the chance. Give it the time of day, because you might hear or see something that you don't even feel is your culture, but it might actually resonate you to bring to your culture so that you can infuse it. That's the biggest part about hip-hop, is that it's an infusion. It's a combination. It is all of us. That's why hip-hop is so important. It is the only, I'm not going to say it's the only musical American culture, because it's not, but it is the one that is most inclusive and the most diverse. And just like rock and roll, they're trying to steal it from us. Just like the blues, they're trying to steal it from us. Just like jazz, they're trying to steal it from us. And this is the first time that we as a generation have had the economic power to make that difference. And that's why we're having this conference.
Like, since you put it like that, and I can't be ignorant, if you could just let us know one more time what's going on October the 8th and October the 9th.
Okay, so October 8th and 9th, what the bleep happened to hip-hop? Everyone wants to know. This is a question we must discuss. It is necessary and imperative for us to move forward. If you want to actually be a part of the conversation, please come out October 8th and 9th. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Lake Erie Inc. Lake Erie Inc. is a youth writing incubator in Cleveland Heights, not a tattoo shop. I get that a lot. It's actually dedicated to the youth, and it's an after-school program, and there are going to be so many youth there. If you're a youth or you have a youth group, please bring them. They so need to have this conversation, and they need to share their thoughts with us as adults, because they have things on their minds too. At 7 p.m. on the 8th, we're going to have a hip-hop artist showcase, and there are going to be a lot of youth there too. So if you are a youth, you want to come and spit your first poem ever, come share that. If you just want to come and say a couple bars, come share that. Come and express yourself and be a part of the conversation and a part of the performance. Be a part of everything that's going on, because the best thing that we have is fellowship with each other in the art of hip-hop, and that's the energy that keeps us going. For October 9th, which is that Sunday, we're going to have a wrap-up. So starting at 1 at the Coventry Library, we're going to have a little bit of a holistic session. So it's going to be more mind space, meditating, and then going into the afternoon, which will be probably about 2:30, we'll have a networking session. So it'll be more of a time for you to relax, get to know each other, make sure you exchange cards, make sure that everyone has a service exchange. So if you're a marketer and you have someone else who's a writer, you got someone else who's a graphic designer, hey, you got a business. So you have all of these people who are coming and wanting to share their knowledge and their space and their mind space with you. And this is all completely free. Most of the time you have to pay for these type of networking events, and not cheap money. It's usually like $400 or $500, and this is all free. This is my whole purpose with this was for no one to pay anything. Now, if you would like to donate, I'm completely 1,000% accepting donations. For my audience, I wanted it to be free. So doesn't mean it's free to me. Just means it's free for you.
So to come through and definitely keep those words in mind. I thank you so much for calling.
No problem. No problem. I thank you for having me call in. I'm enjoying the topics and the mind space. And then one last thing is October 9th, having an open mic at Callaloo Cafe in the Waterloo Arts District right there on 156th and Waterloo, right up the street from Beach and Ballroom. It's the double red doors. Come inside. There's an art gallery right next door. Feels like an island when you walk in. The owner is so gracious and so nice. Definitely come through. Bring your whatever you have. If you want to play your guitar, play your guitar. If you want to, drums really heavy, but if you want to bring some, bring some. Your poetry, whatever your medium is, please bring it and share it. And, the main thing about Callaloo Cafe is not only is it the only island-owned restaurant, it's the only black-owned restaurant on that strip. So it's very important that we actually support and actually show him love, because every day they're trying to get rid of us. So Waterloo Arts District is an upcoming area, so we really need to support black-owned businesses there as well.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that.
I thank you.
No problem. If you hold a line, I promise you should enjoy some of the things we get into.
I will.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take the time to say that if something happens and let's say you decide you want to chime back in, and as long as we can find space, if you didn't hit the one key the first time and you hit it, I'll come back to the line. If you did, you can always hang up and call back. We'll do our best to get you back on there. But I do want to say, before I go to the next phone callers, I got to go to the 216209 and then the 216703 and then the 216713. I just want to send a rest in peace, rest in heaven to Judge Ed Wade, who passed away. Passed away at age 68 from prostate cancer. One thing I can say about Judge Ed Wade is that he fought for years before he became a judge. People laughed and all of that. Now, I remember being with him a couple of the parades and everything like that. To see that tall man get out of that small car. And the fact of the matter is, it's a good thing that he was able to at least make it into a position. He never gave up. And that's a blessing. Dr. Michael R. Williams, they had the celebration of life for him last Thursday, September 22nd, 2016, in the main classroom auditorium. And I just want to definitely say that it was an honor to be there, because it was sponsored by Cleveland State University's Black Studies Program and a Community Advisory Committee. And some of the ones who were there, it shows when you got a base where you're really saying something, such as some of the ones there was the African Student Association, Black Student Union, Black Studies Elite, Speak Up Student Poetry Slam Organization, Afro Vibes Organization, Through the Cross Campus Ministry, alumni, Cleveland State faculty and staff, and from the community, you had Bill Silver, B. Yeah, I got to say all those. In the mix, Richards. Dr. Mary E. Weems, Bashir Jones, Mwatabu Okanta. Those were some powerful people at that event. And I also want to go, and before I hit the phone lines again, and say that one of the reasons why is because it was because of Dr. Weems that we're able to say that this coming Saturday, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop number 173 will be held from 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. You can enter from the Chester entrance or Euclid Avenue, large room 136. Special guest, legendary MC Squirt from the OH10. But now, they also call her, a.k.a. Rhonda, of Urban City Radio, CGS, Miss Mickey of voiceitradio.com. Plus, you know, 2016 awards will be handed out. Radio edit from Dance Rap, Sing, Musician, DJ Dollar Rock with the live mix, Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News, Mr. Milligrand's Workshop Power Cipher, videos, and more. And now I can get off the phone line and go to 216. They've been too patient for too long. 216-209, how you doing out there?
I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey.
What's happening, brother?
Oh, man, first and foremost, I just want to say how thankful I am for this show because of the information that comes out and comes through it. So at some point at the end of this broadcast, can you please forward me the young lady's information that was just on right before me? Because I got a lot of things that me and her can talk about because, you know, that's, you know, what I kind of like do with my shows and everything, too. So.
Right.
Yeah. I want to shout out to Miss Lane because that's another caller. She's going to listen in at the show at some point, either after this broadcast or at some point during this broadcast. So we got a lot of things going on, Al. We really do. We really do.
Right.
Like I said, last week we were planning for the show. We also got advertisement and Underground Talk magazine that's based out of North Carolina, South Carolina. And Shorty Lowe is supposed to be on that front cover of that. And for all those who don't know, his timely passing was last week. And, you know, it's going to be a big issue. I mean, because we was actually supposed to kind of like talk with him. And then all the little stuff kind of like went down that week. So it was just like, ugh, you know. So I'm still praying for him and his family and during this grieving process that they're having. Shout out to Native. They video is complete pretty soon. They will be all getting a chance to see it. So I will forward you the information once that it's all available so you can see that. I'm at the end of the summer. So, and you know, the summer special is over as far as videos go, but artists still can get at me. You know, if I got the time and I'm free to fit you in the schedule prior to doing this showcase, just getting ready to come up pretty soon, I will let you know. And for all those who don't know, we will be offering the same thing, radio time. But this time, we're going to add a little bit of twist to it. We're going to offer free mixtape slot because the last mixtape is right real close at 10,000. I would expect 10,000 views really, really soon on it. So, we got a lot of things going. I know I said that before, but it really is moving. I'm very thankful for all the people who have tuned in and viewed our videos, who decide to get video work done from us, and all those things like that. We have to keep praying, like the song say, because it's so much going on, and it's so much just getting ready to happen. And we can't forget about our main source of why we here, and that's God. So with that being said, I'm going to end this conversation like that, and I'm going to tell everybody where to find me at. That's go to Google and put in BLAQODESSY. You can also find that on YouTube, plus Twitter, Instagram. And you can find me direct on Facebook. That's John Allen with the All Black Profile. When you see that, that is me.
Got you.
Thank you so much,
Al. We appreciate you very much. No problem.
Thank
Definitely
you.
Hold the line. I think you'll like a couple of things that we get into.
I sure will.
No problem. As a matter of fact, as I look at the 216703, 216713, 216820, I'm going to do it like this. If you give me about 2.5 minutes, because that's something I just want to get off my chest real quick, I'll just pull out the old 20-foot step ladder for my soapbox this evening before I go to the next 3 phone callers. And I just want to say that last Wednesday, Inner City Republican Movement, yeah, we went to Donald Trump's town hall meeting. And Reverend Daryl Scott and his wife, Belinda Scott's New Spirit Revival Center on Mayfield Road, and yes, man, with Streets was there too, live. This was no town hall meeting in the church because the questions came from a sheet of paper where the pastors had already written questions down. Now, a true town hall, anyone can ask a question or at least raise their hand. Now, Trump, he did shock some people when he responded to a question of Tulsa, Oklahoma's Terrence Crutcher. Crutcher is the unarmed black man who was shot by police. Now, Trump said he backs police and is about law and order, but he said he watched the shooting, the man's hands up, doing what he's supposed to be, and it looked like the gentleman's a really good man. And Trump said maybe his mind was clouded since he heard the family talking, but he didn't know what the young officer was thinking, and if she choked, or officers who choke or are bad, they should go. Now, Don King said, while he was introducing Trump, that white women should vote for Trump. But America needs Trump, especially black people. King said, black brothers, they told us if you emulate and imitate the white man, you'll be successful. We tried that, and I told Mike Jackson. That's what King said. If you're poor, you're a poor Negro. I wouldn't use the N-word. If you're rich, you're a rich Negro. If you're intelligent, intellectual, they call you an intellectual Negro. If you're a dancing, sliding, and gliding nigger, I mean Negro, you're a dancing, sliding, and gliding Negro. His words. So dare not alienate because you can't assimilate. You're going to die, Negro. Was King wrong with that statement entirely? When he said you must get rid of the system? Not exactly. But can a man like Trump, who once gave money to the Clintons, file bankruptcy, and won't hand his tax info out, can he actually change the system, and is he the best to change the system? Or either one of them, but I'm just wondering. Now, after that event, they had a live TV taping town hall meeting on Fox TV's Hannity show. Omarosa looked good, but it was more false stuff as questions were given to studio audience members to read. And Art McCoy and I saw that personally. Now, yeah, I'm glad I see RM members, a couple of them on stage. But Don King's use of the N-word should have woke some of the black people up. I mean, he said it during a crowd of mostly white folk who, along with Trump, laughed. No, I couldn't laugh in front of those white people over that. And some blacks, yeah, they laugh. But Trump could have turned heads if he just said, thank you, King. But I know a lot of black African Americans who don't identify with that word. Now, before you Democrats jump up and down, remember, President Obama had a black tie dinner where Comedy Central's Larry Wilmore, who's black, said, we did it, my nigga. Now, President Obama laughed and greeted him as he left the stage with like that bro handshake type of thing. Why didn't he use the time to say, hey, I still respect you, brother, but a lot of brothers and sisters, you know, they really feel that word's meaning. Now, I'm not going to say what to say and not say, you know, in your private time, but my thing is this. I know personally, because I've been around them, some Latinos who might use the words, you know, spick. I'm going to put it out there. But they wouldn't get out there in public. I wonder why the hell they wouldn't. Anyway, I'm going to 216-703, who's been on so patiently. 216-703, how you doing out there?
What's going on, Al?
I'm alive. How are you doing?
I'm all right. This is E-Max.
Hey, what's on your mind, brother?
Hey, I'm listening to you, you know, and I'm finding it kind of strange myself that people are still, you know, focusing on that word.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, trying to make something a positive thing out of it. I actually, excuse me, spoke with a gentleman, a white guy, and he asked me, why is it that black people can say that word but white people can't? And I really didn't know what to tell him outside of, you know, how it started and where it came from. A lot of us forget that, you know, the white people couldn't talk. The slave masters couldn't talk that well. Or the drivers, you know what I'm saying, those that was cracking a whip, they didn't really have good English. So a lot of the words that we speak today came from learning how to talk to them. And I'm not trying to, you know, start none, but I think that we need to just move past that and find another greeting for each other. And that's pretty much what I want to say on that one. And I'm not surprised that somebody even came, so to speak, to Donald Trump's rescue. But I don't. What was the purpose of it? What was the purpose of everybody speaking, basically, and trying to sway us to vote? Is that what the purpose is? Because, you know,
I don't know. I got to say it myself and be very fair and honest. That was some contrived town hall stuff. I was just sitting back there and have to call a spade and let the chips fall.
Yeah. Yes, indeed, man. We in trouble if Donald Trump make it. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. We in trouble.
Hey, before you get off the phone, I want to say, while I have you here, I appreciate you for the shoutcast.com, where we can go there and type in Hood Tunes Radio, as our playlist is up 24 hours a day. And I also appreciate you for purging out a lot of songs from artists who don't give a so-and-so and setting up to add in a slate of new material and new music. I just want to say I appreciate you for even adding in my particular program, and that we've been rolling for 5 years now. So thanks.
Well, that's what's happening now. Thank you, man, for being a part of the team. You know, we're working on some upgrades, working on a lot of things, and I promise you, by the time it get cold, we'll be a little bit more visible. And
I hear you on that. And definitely feel free to just hold a line, and we will see what we can get into that you might enjoy, brother.
Oh, I'm listening.
Hey, no problem. And before I go to that 216-820, and I see we got 216-713, I just want to thank everybody once again for tuning in. I will throw out there that the Art McCoy Radio Show airs on Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And I also would like to throw out there that if you want to know more about what we do, you don't have to guess about it. You could just show up at a Black Man Army meeting Wednesday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, which is followed by the 7:15 p.m. Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting at 15415 Kipling Avenue, which is off Ivanhoe between East 152nd, St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue with a 44110. And since I'm sitting back here talking too long myself, I'm going to 216-820. How you doing out there?
All right. How you doing there, Mr. Porter?
Oh, Mr. Porter's doing wonderful.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's Endo Dubsack from Black House Sound calling in to let everybody know who wasn't there, that this past Saturday at the Unity and Community Cookout, you know, I got a chance to see one of Black House Sound's artists come on out and do his thing, and that's that Walk Like a Man, Talk Like a Man by my man the Sheriff. And when I saw that, I'm going to tell you right now, I never seen so much aggression ever You know what I'm saying? When I saw that ruthless aggressiveness in that artist, I just let me know how serious and how what it means to really be a man when it comes to an everyday life. You know what I mean? And what I'm telling the world out there is that if you ain't living up to the standards on walking like a man or talking like a man, then guess what? You ain't no man.
Wow. I appreciate that this evening. That song, I'll just say it like this. That song conveyed a lot of what I felt, and I'm so thankful that super producer extraordinaire Joseph Motley Jr.
Oh, yes,
pulled that beat out there.
Of the company.
There you go. And that the group was there to back up the shooting of the video around 3 weeks ago. And I just appreciate it because he also has done some great film work, especially in promoting that march that's coming up in East Cleveland. So I just want to say that I appreciate that phone call, brother.
Yes, indeed. And another thing I would like to elaborate is this. You know, I've heard you speak about the situation in regards to 137. And this morning I was watching TV1 news, you know, and it seems like in Cleveland, Ohio is not the only city that the cops are killing at.
Right.
Okay, I'm watching someone. Okay, what pissed me off, you know what I'm saying? Excuse my French if I'm offending anyone. What really made me mad in this was the fact that I see a woman videotaping a situation where the police is surrounding the vehicle of her husband, and she is telling them and demanding to not shoot. You know, and then not only do they shoot, you know, she's just standing there and agitating it even more. Even though she had called 911, she just stood there and just agitated it to the point to where she could have got herself killed. So what I'm trying to tell everyone out there is that, man, we gotta all, you know what I'm saying, do whatever we gotta do to keep ourselves out of trouble and protect ourselves somehow. You know what I mean? Because it seems like even if you call them for a situation, they'll shoot you on sight.
That is true. As long as they,
you know,
have that feeling of they cannot be checked on anything, that's that feeling. And I hear you on that.
Yes, indeed. You know what I mean? So I'm just letting all my viewers know out there is that, man, you know, even though you can't hide from death, it's like death is starting to find you now. So what I'm saying is watch out for everything and watch your surroundings. Watch your back, watch your front, your side to side. Because at the end of the day, you can try to run, but it's even harder to hide.
Amen. Thank you very much, because that's a sobering reality.
Exactly. And before I bid farewell, as usual, got to give special shots out to the founder, Joe Legacy. You know what I'm saying? My man, Sher Kilroy. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Milligrand, the hip-hop advisor.
Yeah.
My man, Hurricane Bang, who has also been contributing vocals to Black House Sound. Don't forget to look out for that CCR2. CCR1 is available, and as well as CCR1, Cleveland Conscious Rap. And don't forget to check out them videos. Thank you, Jesus. CCR2, go to YouTube. That's what you type in. Thank you, Jesus, CCR2. That is the single to the upcoming project. CCR2 will be dropping at any time soon.
Man, I appreciate that phone call, and thank you once again, brother.
You know it. All right.
You know, that's that reality. And before I go to the 216713, give me at least 2 minutes, because he just hit on to something that I might not have touched this week. But you see, 14-foot step ladder for this soapbox, please. As the reverse bias suit Oh, you wouldn't believe it. I don't believe it. But anyway, a second court, they rejected a lawsuit by 9 Cleveland police officers that claimed the city and former police chief, Michael McGrath, discriminated against them by keeping them on restrictive duty after the 2012 police chase that resulted in the deaths of Tim Russell and Melissa Williams. Now, the officers, among the 12 involved in the chase, they basically said that, hey, look, they fired, part of the ones that fired 137 shots. All right. But they appealed a ruling by the U.S. District Judge, I believe, James S. Owen last year that rejected the officers' discrimination claims. Now, the panel this time of the 3 judges in the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals wrote in a decision appeal that the officers failed to prove that McGrath's decision was to keep them or definitely estranged and on restricted duty, that came up that it was somehow biased. That's what they claim. They felt that it was biased to keep them on restricted duty while the victims were, quote-unquote, that they shot were black. The officers argued that McGrath had historically not given black police officers, and this was their argument, suspensions that were longer than 45 days, which is the minimum for the cutoff period required in, we'll say, use of force policies. But the court ruled that the police department had legitimate, non-discriminatory reasons for keeping the officers on restricted duty in that criminal case. Now, it's very interesting because they said Gwen should have accepted, that's what the officers felt, that the police officers thought that Russell and Williams were armed, dangerous, and all that kind of stuff. Now, here's the thing. Argument was black cops who shoot black people get less penalties than if white folks, when white folks shoot black cops. That is one of the stupid things that I've ever heard in my life. But then again, what the white officers did in that case, before I go to the phone line, is that they proved what we talked about on this program a couple of weeks ago when we spoke about and broke down arbitration. The reason why arbitration in the unions usually rule for the police department when the city of Cleveland fires a police officer and arbitration says, and the arbitrator gets up there and says, you have to keep the officer, is because usually the union argues, why should this officer be fired when you didn't fire the officer 3 years ago who beat up and broke somebody's jaw? You didn't fire them, so why did you fire this officer who just kicked the guy a little bit? And usually the arbitrators say, yeah, it makes sense. Y'all should have done something with the guy who broke the jaw and give the officer a job. But that's why it's so important that it looks like we need to get rid of arbitration and send these type of cases to court where you can at least have an attorney fight, you pull up all legal records, and a judge or somebody else can look and make some sense of something and say, get that bull crap out of here. With that being said, 216-713, you have waited for too long. How you doing out there? 216-713.
I'm in, Brother Al. Hey, it's Lady Sarge. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. You seem actually happy and positive and cheerful and all that. What's going on?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Because you only get one ride. It's a one-way ticket. You better enjoy every moment, right?
I'm into that. So what's going on with you this evening?
Man, you could have went on with that commentary because you weren't doing nothing but speaking the truth. All I want to say is I had the most awesome time last night. You know why, baby? Because I was able to attend the Ohio Hip Hop Award. And it was so good to see all those young people getting their grind on and being recognized for it. It's nothing like putting in hard work and seeing that people appreciate it.
You know something? I appreciate that comment. And I thank you because usually people have, you know, so many negative things to say about anything somebody does. You could throw a hip-hop workshop. Somebody has something negative to say. You could say, what the bleep happened to hip-hop? Somebody has something negative to say. You could say, well, hip-hop awards, and somebody has something negative to say. And my thing is, why don't you go out there and do something on your own and add to the table? And then, maybe then, you can set an example of what you're thinking. So I just want to say thank you. That's refreshing.
Preach, preach. That's what I'm trying to say. See, people don't realize they just take everything with a grain of salt, but sometimes you gotta look deeper. So much work went into putting on that event. And to my understanding, now that was the first time I attended myself. But I've heard so many things, so many negative things, so many positive things. But what I constantly heard was that show is getting better and better. So that proves growth. And what do they say? Practice makes perfect. I think it was awesome. I really did. I appreciate the promoters of the event. I appreciate all the artists, whether they won or not, because that was their blood, sweat, and tears. And it was wonderful
to see
young people get recognized.
Wow. You know something, I'm going to have to let Dela Rand, Majestic, definitely I got to let them and Garbs Infinite know this one. They probably would just say thank you very much.
Hey, don't forget that dude, you know, Should to the Book. I appreciate it. To my understanding, what is that, his last performance, his last hosting?
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
I enjoyed him. I really did.
All right.
He has always been an awesome guy in the past, and he just showed how much he appreciates the land. He put on for his city last night, and sister couldn't be no more proud.
I'm into that. You know something? I'm on a high right now, so I appreciate that.
That's right. We got to celebrate our little victories. After all, we are Browns fans, right? Whoop, whoop.
Okay, on that one, thank you very much.
All right, you have a good night. And I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot his deputy. Take care, Sheriff. Much love. Bye-bye.
This one was... Oh, wow. Okay, that's a real happy moment right there. Shout out to Lady Sarge. And I want to say that, with a couple of minutes that I have left, I really enjoyed a lot of things about the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. I enjoyed the Hip Hop Homecoming concert that was free, featuring artists such as Suicide, Holla, Tezo, Noon, DJ New Era, the producers battle that happened at the Tri-C Metro Auditorium. That was last Thursday. I did get a chance to go to the Learn to Earn workshops the past Friday. Voice of Radio host, they had a Meet the Press there on that day. And a Power of Words Summit featuring David Banner. Important to me that David Banner didn't rap. He talked about the power of freaking words. Bone Thugs and Harmony concert, the Buckley House Mansion Party, which I got a chance to at least attend that. They had four DJs, including one outside, and I thought it was nice. We won't talk about the free shots of Remy that they had for some people, but at least nobody wild out, which was a good thing. I want to also say that they had the Learn to Earn Music Conference, which to me are the more important things than anything else. I'm just saying personally, and Fatty Banks, yeah, the Tri-C Metro Gymnasium, where you had people like Fat Al, Suicide Holla, Affinity, Bashir Jones, MC Mooter, who are out there on the court. But I want to thank MC Derek and Jameer, who hung tough through the whole event. And then the Ohio Hip Hop Award red carpet reception that they had, and then the actual awards itself. I want to give Coco Z, Crazy 8 the Great, congrats. New artist Lady Sarge, it was nice to have her there as well to represent Monolithic. And what was important about the awards for anybody who's listening right now? I'm going to just throw some things out there. It'll only take about maybe a minute, 45 seconds, because when I say that Learn to Earn conference, these are just some of the things that I wrote off for tonight's show. I think some people should have been there themselves for certain programs, but for those who aren't, I just want to say that David Kennedy, who is the program manager of Tri-C, he said that artists can make cash off of the attention that they get over the internet, that screen time. Radio time is way, way smaller than you think, but the internet, screen time, manufacturing hype. He was talking about rap authenticity and how Lil Boozy's a savvy businessman who goes to jail each time his new project drops. I would not say do that because he's already got that one up under his what have you. So you go to jail, they're just going to forget about you to a degree. Artist primary money, dollars is shows, digital CDs, digital sales, shows, CDs still sell, people. He also wanted to let people know that Michael Jackson, at the height of his popularity, he only made a dollar per CD that was in actual stores. Something to think about. Get local DJs to remix your music and play your songs. Make sure your publishing and licensing is in order so you can submit the material for commercials, TV, movie soundtracks. Now, Sean Oates, who managed Congress, Lil Cray, yep, he has that Kyrie Irving hit, but it's in some legal problems of his own. And Sean Oates said, building a brand doesn't cost. Your brand can be a trend or a saying. And that the main thing is building your brand is 7% social media and 90% word of mouth. Now, I was there for Derek McKenzie and Most Electrifying. And Most Electrifying, he spoke on a digital fan base. They both did. But Most Electrifying wanted to warn people. He spoke about that warning on Facebook. Now, when you're friends, and he wanted to talk to men especially who respond to pretty women, you know, they have their breasts out or they're bending over and all that stuff. If there's no large profile picture or profile history, don't click. Because once you become friends, you get spammed, hacked, and all that other stuff. Now, I do want to give a shout out to those people doing business and gave me at least a business card when I asked. Banff Track, Buckley House, Crush, David Kennedy, Time is Music, No Choice Entertainment, Under the Tree Frequencies, they gave samples. Now, there are a lot of people that I gave my business card to. I didn't show or give them their name on this show. Why? Because I couldn't, because they didn't have a business card, even a flyer, something else to go to. You know, they didn't even have anything to say in some cases. You know, if I was to walk up to certain artists or individuals, like some of the ones in Black House, they'll pull out their phone and say, hey, just like Endo called up and say, go to this link. They exist. But if you can't tell me what link to go to see a video, if you don't have a flyer to show me or a business card, then you kind of don't exist, do you? With that being said, let's go out one of the ways that we definitely should come in on. I'm going to keep praying right now and go with Black Odyssey. I love the support that everybody's getting and giving. If we can make it out to each other's events and be there, boy, will we be a devastating force, won't we?
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Just talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways. Pop the gate, straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, cause we praying, keep praying, and keep praying, no matter what, you keep praying, no matter what.
Keep praying, and everybody, please stay blessed. Thank you.